about my other friend, Dr. Karen Boone at Metro Sinus. She's an ear, nose, and throat doctor in St. Charles, and people come from all over the region to go get help from Dr. Karen Boone in Metro Sinus. She will solve your sinus problems one way or the other. But what's great about Dr. Karen Boone is that she has perfected a procedure called balloon sinuplasty. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections. In fact, colds, well, we all get colds, but people with sinus infections and sinus issues, their colds last for weeks at a time because they don't drain properly. Dr. Karen Boone can solve that problem. Covered by insurance, covered by Medicare, and it's an hour-long procedure, so you're back to work the next day. 636-685-8040. Or Dr. Karen Boone at MetroSinus.com.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
This is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry-Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgregg.com. That's steveandgregg.com.
Certain rock songs, if I got on stage to event, I think I could get through some, like a song like this. Yeah. All you gotta do is just kind of talk
it. Growl it out.
Growl it out. Yeah. I could do that. Scott Sherman's in the room. Scott, how are you?
I'm terrific, Frank. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm having a much better day now that I'm in here, escaping from the world. We're going to help some people with some legal issues. I think you know how this works, folks. We're going to do it in just a few minutes. Most people do have something going on. That brother-in-law that you just don't know how to deal with. And can he really do this? Can my neighbor do this? My kid was pulled over. I'm getting divorced. Should I keep paying this much child support? Blah, 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 blah. This guy's trees on my property. Whatever. That's what he's here for. And we're going to get to that. But first, I found in a folder a list. That guy that called and asked the children's book. It's just really weird. Right after he called, I found a list of children's books, that other ones that didn't make it. And it makes me feel better. Can I share a couple?
Sure.
These are titles of children's books that didn't make it. Dan, you have a grandson, a daughter?
Granddaughter, yes,
I do. You'll appreciate this. You know, yeah. My book failed. I tried to do a children's book. Mm-hmm.
I have two faux grandkids, too. I have my girlfriend, Sandy, has a granddaughter, Sylvia, and a grandson, Jack. So.
If you have another.
I have Rachel.
You have another biological one, then you have three faux grandsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Here's some books that didn't make it. One, You Are Different, and That's Bad. Oh. That's a kid's book that did not make. I feel better about my book. Here's one. Mm-hmm. The Boy Who Died from Eating His Vegetables. Oh. Dad's New Wife, Robert. It's a good one. It's not good. Didn't make it. I can see why. Book for kids. Fun four-letter words to know and share. here's another one for kids. Hammers, screwdrivers, and scissors. An I Can Do It book. The Little Toddler's Guide to Hitchhiking. Curious George and the High Voltage Fence.
Oh, man.
I like this one for kids. All Cats Go to Hell. This is, I don't know why this one didn't make it. The little sissy who snitched. Now, I must have read this when I was a kid. I'm not going to go into detail. Here's a book for kids. This didn't make it. Some kittens can fly. As a kid, I was guilty. I threw an old kitten on top of the house. I did. Aww. Well, yeah, they land on their feet.
Yeah.
Here's a kid's book that didn't make it. Whining, kicking, and crying to get your way. I like this one. Pop Goes the Hamster and Other Great Microwave Games.
Oh, my.
Or last, and this did not make it, eggs, toilet paper, and your school building. It's about peeing and throwing eggs. Thank goodness those didn't make it. All right, Scott's here to help you. Let me give the numbers. I'll do some business, and then we'll just get this underway. Most cell phones, if you have them, and you do, you can call star KTRS. That's star 5877. You probably should call now and get on the screen. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS, which, again, is 5877 or 888-550-KTRS. I told you I was in MD Health and Wellness yesterday. I went in, and they wanted to just check my weight and my body fat index, which is down. And, boy, if they could just do stuff about your face. You know, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
They can't fix that, but they've gotten me in smaller clothes. And that's good. MD Health and Wellness is in Bridgeton. It's called MD Health and Wellness for a couple of reasons. Health, wellness, you have more of an opportunity to be well if you lose weight. The MD part, there are a couple of doctors involved. Dr. Ken Gilbertson and Dr. Andrioff. It's Macedonian. John Londoff would be thrilled to know that. In fact, he said he knew John's dad or his dad. You know, those Macedonians, I think just like many ethnic groups, they know each other. They stick together. Dr. Andrioff's a pretty smart guy. He's all business, though. You need to know that. And I went in there and I got a shot. I got a, it's like a vitamin like B6 and B12 or whatever. That's not part of, you know, the weight loss plan. It's just something they offer to people who they think might benefit from it. So here's the deal. If you have type 2 diabetes, you might want to talk to these people because they work with lots of people to try to reverse that. And it is reversible in many cases. And then especially weight loss. I cannot tell you. Look, I did weight loss for many, many, many years ago for quite a while for another outfit, and I got good response. I've never seen anything like what has come from this MD Health and Wellness. Neither have they. I told you that in 4 weeks we quadrupled their patient load, and they have lots of... And I thank you for telling them your AM and the PM. That means everything. This is an account I'd like to hang on to. Because the longer we hang on to it, the more people are going to lose weight and feel great. I'm 35 pounds. I'm still there. I don't intend to go back. I just picked up my shirt for our trip today from Julie, our Dominican Republic shirt. Every year, I've had a 2X, and it's been tight. XL, and it fits fine. And they run a little small, and it still fits fine. MD Health and Wellness. Just go to their website. MDHealthWellness.com. If you can't remember it, go to FrankOpinion.com and go to sponsors and make an appointment and just go in there. Let them talk to you, meet you, ask you some questions, and let's get rid of that weight. What do you say? MD Health and Wellness.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law? Well, you see, I didn't really mean
that calls. I knew we would. His name is Scott Sherman. He's ready to help you. Let's start with Carl. Carl, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott.
How you doing?
Hey, I had a car that I sold, and we filled out the title and that little piece you tear off at the bottom. We filled it all out, and the guy went on his way. and I turned in the piece to the license bureau. And then I get a call about 6 months later from an officer telling me the car is on the side of the highway. So I told him the situation. He said, okay. And then a little while after that, I get a letter from a towing company wanting me to sign over the title to them.
It's not your car.
It's not my car.
That's
There's
right.
nothing for me to do, right?
Right. It looks like the guy that, I assume it's a guy, that purchased it for you never finished his titling work, but you went to the Department of Revenue office, the driver's license office. You gave them your end of the sales contract, showing that you gave that title over to them. It's not your car. Now, if you do have, if you have any kind of 1% thought, hey, I'm going to check this out, I would get in touch with someone at the license bureau again and tell them what the tow yard is saying. But it's not your car.
All right. I just didn't want, you know, how they say people can put liens on your houses and you don't even know it.
I understand. So you do have that 1% thought. I have a very good friend that owns and runs the St. Charles office. I don't know if you're close to St. Charles. I don't even know if this is a Missouri case, but I guess it is because it said a license office. Get in touch with the St. Charles location of the driver's license office and ask for Matt. That's the smartest guy in this town about these issues.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. A noisy Bluetooth deal. It has windows down because it's nice today.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been in the convertible even. You could do that today. It's so nice. I'm sorry. I refused to hit the button, so I'll just clear my throat, you know, in front of all of you. So, sorry. Mike, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman.
How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing wonderful. I have a question that might be kind of odd, but my question regarding and what legally would happen with a family's children if, like, the untimely death of me and my wife, if we croaked out, what exactly would happen with my kids? Like, do they really go to the ward of the state, or if I have a really close family, like, would my family step in and be able to take my children?
Can I
absolutely
take a run at this?
Yep.
How old are your kids, Mike? How many are there? How old are they?
There's two, 8 and 5. I don't have any legal paperwork, and I keep thinking, you know, maybe I should do something legally that, you know,
okay,
would want to send them somewhere.
I'm going to turn it over to Scott. That's exactly what you should do, and it's real simple, not expensive, and it makes it very clear. I want blank, blank to raise my kids. Go ahead, Scott.
That's exactly right, because they would not necessarily become a ward of the state, but like most families, I'll just use mine, there are certain people you want your kids to be with and certain people you don't want your kids to be with. And if you haven't made the declaration in some kind of estate document about who is your choice to raise your kids, might not go to the state, but it might go to somebody that you don't want, or there might be a fight over it.
What is that document? What, the simplest thing he can do that's legal?
The will.
A simple will.
Yeah.
And then it states, I want these people to raise my kids.
So, and like a napkin signed over drinks at a bar one night won't suffice in court?
No. There's not much in the way of requirements, but whether it's Missouri or Illinois, you have to have two witnesses to your signing and your wife signing.
Let me ask you this. What if he had a video of himself saying on the video, here's the date, today's date, as of this date, I want it known that I want bump, 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 and he put that somewhere where it could be.
Well, I like that idea.
Scott, is that good?
It's instructive, but it's still not the formalities of the old-fashioned will, which requires two witnesses to a written document, but that video would be very good, A, to show capacity, in case somebody challenged and said, hey, look, Mike was nuts when he made this will. So by having the video, you go, well, clearly he doesn't look nuts. And also, if there's any question about whether it was written properly, are there ambiguities? Here's the video. A lot of people are doing this. They're videoing, like just like you said, and then videoing the ceremonial signing by the testator, it's called, and also the witnesses. So
yeah.
Videoing, you can do it on a phone. There are lawyers that video it from their smartphone, and those are great ideas. But to make sure, A, it gets they get to the right place and they get there without any kind of unnecessary grief or unnecessary red tape, have that put into an estate planning document.
A thousand lawyers can do it. It's not expensive, just simple.
Have my witnesses in my video with me.
Yes, you could.
Gotta sign it.
Well, I'm with you signing paper. Do the paperwork.
Let me tell you this, Mike. I don't defend the law because a lot of it's stupid, but that's the way you gotta do it. It's Simon Says. But the video is definitely helpful with questions about intent and with capacity and all kinds of potential challenges. It's a really, really easy and good tool now they're using.
But do the
I realize that's something that nobody likes to think about, but I think it's something a lot of people overlook, so it's just been on my mind.
Well, I got news for you. When our kids were little, if my wife and I flew together anywhere, we thought about it all the time. And we took care of it. We took care of it when they were young on paper. Here is who we want to take care of these kids. Okay.
It's a good thought, and it's not a jinx thought. It's actually something that really smart people
do. No, it's very smart. It's smart, and a lot of people don't think of it. I think it's smart to think of it. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you.
All right. Dan, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. I am AM&P.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have relatives in the legal business, so I kind of have a dog in this fight, but I was telling Dan, what about all this legislation that they're trying to get through in Jeff City about curtailing people's injury rights? They're talking about frivolous lawsuits, which, and Scott, I'm sure you know, there are there are shyster attorneys out there, sure. But I argue with everyone that a judge, if I'm right, has the authority to tell a lawyer that suit is frivolous, and I'm throwing it out.
Those are great points. Tomorrow, I'm actually, this is not set up, I'm having a guy on who's going to talk about a lawyer, talking about some legislation involving, we've talked about consumer rights, some of the most important rights that people have, about getting ripped off by con artists, business people, and where they're trying to curtail that. But I agree with you 100%. Number one, there's something called remittiture in the court system. Even if a jury's out of control, like they come up with a McDonald's hot coffee thing and it's millions of dollars, the judge has the power to reduce that and go, yeah, that sounds nice, but it's not against the evidence. They also have the power to kick cases out. And I talk about frivolous lawsuits. I have never been paid any one dime for any frivolous case. First of all, I wouldn't take them. Second of all, you have insurance adjusters that are just as smart, if not smarter than lawyers, about values of cases. You have defense lawyers for insurance companies that are great at that. And you have juries, which are really the whole basis and part of our system. I mean, that's what this is about. And I believe that if a 12 people are smart enough and given the authority and trusted with somebody's life, they can make a decision about how much people get if they claim they're harmed. So we don't need statutory caps on stuff. The jury system works great almost all the time, and the judges are also there. The appellate court is also there if things get out of control. And don't feel bad for the insurance companies. They have very good lawyers, and it almost never happens that somebody gets more than they really deserve.
All right.
I totally agree with you. Seventh Amendment right.
Dan, right. Thank you.
Yeah, Charles Manson was entitled to a jury trial. I firmly believe it.
Yeah.
And so, all right.
So was O.J. Thank you, Dan.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, it's true. I mean, it almost seems like certain people don't deserve a trial. Honest to goodness. Guy kills kids and laughs about it and shows them where he buried them and videotapes it. He shouldn't even have a trial. He should just be executed. But that's not
you say that,
works.
And I'm like Richard Allen Davis in California that killed Polly Klass.
Yeah.
That piece of garbage had the nerve to give her father, who we all know now, who goes around and does all the stuff for kids, the finger after he was convicted of her murder.
They should have shot him between the eyes.
That is exactly right. But that's
America.
That's how precious our system is, because it's not for the great person.
I know.
I know you know. Guess what? He's a no good, rotten SOB.
Yeah.
And they need the death penalty, Frank, and use it. Right?
Rex, you're on. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Yes, hi, Scott Sherman. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How are you?
Good, thank you. Scott, I have a 2010 Chevy Equinox. And and it had a recall and for excessive oil use. So at 74,000 miles, I took my vehicle in, which qualified for the repair. So basically what they did was that they rebuilt the head of the engine. After that, I've been taking it to the same place for a number of years to get my oil changed. My car now has 100,000 miles on it, and so I've had the oil changed at least 3 or 4 times, every 4,000 to 5,000 miles. Well, my engine, let me see, the last oil change was in December, and then my engine seized up this week, and so I had the car towed in to one of the Chevy dealers, and then they checked out the engine and said that they found shavings throughout the engine, and that the oil filter was completely full and clogged up and also collapsed. So I asked them what type of an oil filter it was, and they said that it was a GM. So it was the same oil filter that they put in, 25,000 miles ago. So my oil filter has not been changed in like 25,000 miles.
Okay.
Which I, yes.
Are you looking for some legal remedy to this engine failure?
I am.
Right. Here's what I would do. If I was you, I would take it to, and if you can give me an email, a consumer lawyer. We're talking about consumer law. And before they change the consumer law or the Missouri Merchandise Practices Act, there might be something in the oil filter. There might be some other problem in the Chevy engines beside the recall one. There might not be. But until you get with somebody that deals with consumer problems, you're going to have a big issue of proof that somebody did something that they weren't supposed to do, either making an engine or making an oil filter or installing it wrong or doing something that they're liable for. If you will give me an email, I'll give you a name and number. Talk to that person, and I bet you if this is a thing, you're not the only one this has happened to. But I can't give you a diagnosis of that because I don't know anything about what's going on with these engines other than you had a recall, they fixed it, there you go.
Okay,
but that's all I'm going to be able to give you now. You'll send me an email at lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com, I will put you in touch with the best consumer lawyer in town and see if you guys can resolve it on your behalf.
Which I did. I sent you one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll check.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good luck, Rex.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I am AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Had a tough time following that. I think sometimes things happen. Engines seize, and I don't mean this is what happened, but it has nothing to do with anything anybody did.
S happens.
Yeah. Well, and I'm wondering if he's wanting to go back to the place that does his oil changes all the time because he took it to a Chevy dealer and they said this is what happened. So maybe he's saying that the place that did his oil change did not do it properly or mess things up.
Yeah, there's no way to know that until third party, completely independent, looks at it. Turns that thing inside out. All right, Vic, and then we'll take a break. Vic, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Mr. Sherman.
Oh, hi, Vic. How are you?
I got to make this as brief. Thank you. Make it as brief as I can.
Thank you.
I helped my son refinance his house last year, and my name is on the title as a co-borrower. I'm the second. His name is first. I'm just wondering if something happened to me, because I'm about 65 years old and I already had one heart attack. If something happened to me and I croak, and say I owe money to financial institutions or anybody, would they be able to come and put a lien against that house?
Frank, you
only, only if somebody doesn't make the payments. If somebody continues to make the payments, there's no issue. Go ahead.
Yeah, and once it... You're still here, and you sound pretty good, but if you do pass away, you are no more legally obligated on that contract than I am. If your son keeps making those payments, great. If he doesn't, and it's during the time period that your estate is open, they may try to get something out of your estate, but once you're dead, that's pretty much the end of your contractual obligation to this finance company.
What about other financial? Say I owe money to some car dealer. Can they come after him?
After the house?
After the house and put a lien against the house.
They go after the estate. Because how's the house titled? Is it titled in your son's name only?
No, my name is second on as a co-borrower on the title.
But on the that's on the mortgage. That's on the loan. What about on the title? Are you joint tenant with right of survivorship on the title?
No, sir. Okay. I believe it should be only his name on the title.
Okay, so he owns that thing, what they call fee simple. Now, there's nothing to get on the title. You don't have an ownership interest in the house. You have all the debt responsibility. You got none of the benefit. You can't sell that house. You can't make a deal on that house. You're really a stranger to the house. You're the hook on the loan. But once you pass away, and let's hope that's 100 years from now, but your obligation or the ability for them to attach that house is zero. Your estate might be on the hook, but only if he breached the contract by not paying that loan.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Hey, Vic.
Yes, sir.
I can just ask you a question real quickly. How do you feel your health is right now? Do the doctors tell you that there's a great chance you're going to check out pretty soon?
I got 3 stents in my heart, and I'm in the delivery business, picking up big packages and carrying them upstairs. That's a little bit of trouble, but I guess I still have to work.
But what do the doctors tell you? They know what you do for a living. I have 2 stents, by the way. I've had them for 20 years. I don't do what you do, but here's what my take on you. I think you're overly concerned and really worried about your son. Your son's very dependent on you. Is he married?
No, he's not married. He's single. But he makes a good money, and my mind is at ease. The only thing I was worried about, anybody would come and try to put a lien against the house because of me. But the way Mr. Sherman explained it, then I don't have to worry about it.
No, don't worry about it. Relax. And I hope eventually you can stop working so hard and enjoy the rest of your life. Stop worrying about that house, okay?
And I'm in the pain.
Thank you. Poor guy. Isn't that something?
It is. A great guy. What an old school
kind of guy. What an unselfish. Yeah. Wow.
They don't. That's the generation that I remember my grandparents. That's the guy.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while you're here, Vic.
You bet. We're going to take a break. We come back. We will get to the rest of you. We'll close the rest of the hour out with Scott Sherman. Gateway Lock and Security. I'll tell you what. Hey, look, if you're worried about somebody, your kids, your parents, or yourself, surveillance cameras. I talked to Derek Nagel, I believe it was yesterday. The job they're doing for the lady who's AM and the PM is still underway. It's a big, big job. This is like a 35 camera. I mean, I pity the person that comes near. I think it's a commercial job, a business. I pity anybody comes around this place because there's not going to be one square inch where they're going to be able to stand or walk or peek into where they're not going to get caught at any angle. Somebody is doing a very smart thing about a business, and that's somebody's AM and the PM, and so are you. And look, you don't need 35 cameras. Maybe you need 3 cameras, 4 cameras, maybe 2 in, 2 out, all outside. Because the deal is, if they're outside, even if they do make it in, you've already got them. You got their picture. You got them. You know who came in. You saw them come in. But I don't know your house. I don't know your business. I can't see the building. I can't see the layout. I don't know what part of town it is. Is it safe? Is it not safe? When it's dark, how much light do you need to keep people away? I don't know. But I think there are people that think, well, you know, I'm in a part of the town or my home, my business. There's no trouble here. I don't need that stuff. Okay. You know how many people have said that who became crime victims? Some of them killed, others robbed. They probably at some point said that too. Not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to get you to go to this website, and I hope you will. This is a good, solid family business. They put in tremendous cameras. Night vision, they have cameras that will capture whoever up to 50 feet away in total darkness. They have motion-activated cameras. All these cameras, whatever it sees, whatever they see, is captured on a hard drive for the police to look at so they can be put away like they should be. And let's not forget what a great deterrent it is when they see the cameras. The crime may never even be committed. Gateway Lock and Security. Remember that name. Gateway Lock and Security website. It's as easy as the name. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
Meet me. All right, let's see how traffic's moving along with Tim Weiland.
Dan, the accident on southbound 55 just before Union, all the through lanes are open, but the acceleration lane from Bayless, exit lane to Union, that's sort of blocked. The traffic, though, is jammed up between 32 and 4500 South Broadway all the way through Bayless. And also, a lot of people were getting off at 4500 South Broadway, and South Broadway going through South City and the Lima area was getting kind of congested. They did clear the accident that was on southbound 55 just north of Highway Z. All the traffic from Arnold all the way down through Festus is wide open now. Now, they were working. Earlier accident had been cleared on westbound Highway 40 near Clayton Skinker. Traffic is jammed from Grand through Bellevue. You have southbound 270 drivers on the brakes in pockets now from Page all the way down through Highway 44. Eastbound 40 downtown, that was heavy. Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge, and eastbound 270 now stacks up McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Kids borrowing the car? Now with Hum by Verizon, you can get notifications if they're driving too fast or going places they shouldn't. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Recently on McGraw in the Morning.
How did you find the Big 550 KTRS?
I got antenna TV.
Oh, yeah.
And you're on 11.2. And I was flipping through the channels one morning, and you were talking some politics, and it caught my ear. My ear's been glued to you ever since.
So have you switched to the radio, or just do you watch us on TV?
No, I like watching you on TV because I do like, you have some great people that come on. You have some great guests. I've learned so much from your show that I don't want to tune into anything else.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Catch a Cardinals game in Hall of Fame style in the new Proficient Red Jacket Club. This new all-inclusive area is designed to commemorate the Cardinals' iconic Hall of Famers and features an upscale buffet and full-service bar. Enjoy a great view of the game from outdoor reserve seats on the suite level down the right field line. Tickets for the Proficient Red Jacket Club start at just $75 and are on sale now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive.
Hi fans, this is Justin Meyer, manager of group sales for the St. Louis Cardinals. Did you know that if you bring a group of 20 or more to a Cardinals game this year, you receive a discount off the gate price in select areas? For certain dates this year, there's up to a 50% discount. We've helped schools, church groups, nonprofit organizations, athletic leagues, and we can help you. Find out about group tickets by calling 314-345-9000 or visit cardinals.com/groups. Bring a group of 20 or more to a Cardinals game this year and enjoy the savings.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We are now offering free in-home trials of our revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-300-3391. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-300-3391. That's 1-800-300-3391. 1-800-300-3391.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
So our team just started using GoToMeeting to web conference, and it's been surprising. Well, guys, our company is growing fast. I'm thinking we should
expand overseas.
2 weeks later, it happened again.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should
look at moving into Asia.
But now our team connects a little too well.
It's great we're opening a new location in Osaka. Konnichiwa, Japan.
Whoa. When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's jump right back in here. Jerry has been waiting a long time, and we appreciate that. Jerry, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman. How are you doing?
Terrific, Jerry. How are you?
I'm well. I'm AM and PM, by the way, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, here's the situation. My wife was driving down the highway, got hit in the rear end, and it's a $14,000 new car, but it did $7,000 worth of damage. On the diminished value, when I spoke with their insurance agent, they said $600-something and said that's non-negotiable. I don't quite feel that that's non-negotiable, is it?
Everything's negotiable.
Well, that's what I thought.
Frank, do you want to take a crack at this?
I'm trying to understand diminished value.
Oh, I'll tell you, Jerry, let's walk through this together because a lot of people have this question. Missouri is not a friendly state when it comes to consumers on cars that aren't totaled but are severely damaged. And the difference in price between or value between the moment before Jerry's vehicle was run into and the moment after it was given to him at the body shop would be diminished values. Think of Carfax or something.
Right.
If you got a Carfax and you see Jerry's car, he can't sell it for the same price that he did if it wasn't in some kind of wreck.
It seems to me the diminished value would be more than $600.
Yeah,
if there's damage, it amounts to half the value of the car.
Jerry, what we've done with diminished value is asked folks to go get an expert who, in vehicles to say, I own a car lot, or I'm an appraiser, and this is what I would have purchased Jerry's car for before the crash, and now that it's fixed, here's what I would give him after the crash. That testimony would be diminished value. So it is negotiable based on testimony. What we've also done, and try this angle, how long were you out of use of that car? How long were you in either a rental or without a vehicle while I was in the shop?
I think about 3 weeks.
Okay. There's something, there's a doctrine that Missouri does recognize called loss of use. The amount of time that you are without the car, even if you had a rental, that deprivation of your property does have a name, and it's called loss of use. So if you can't get any more money from these people on diminished value, and you can get somebody to write you an opinion letter about what the real diminished value is, hit them over the head with loss of use. Even though they gave you a rental, they deprived you of the use of your car. Try that. Because and it's a warning to everybody. Missouri courts have been very tough on folks who try to get the car repair and diminished value. I'm not telling a secret. These are cases that have been come down by the Court of Appeals. It's out of step with most states. It's antiquated. But, Jerry, I would advise you, I'm not really advising you, but if I was your lawyer, get an opinion about the diminished value from an expert, A, send that to them, and B, start hammering them about the loss of use of that 3 weeks of your car.
Okay, actually, I did get an expert opinion, and they said it was a little over $5,000 been devalued.
Looks like it's time to get a lawyer and file a
There's a big
lawsuit.
Difference between $600 and $5,000. Of course they're going to say $600. Yeah, he's right. Get a lawyer. Do you have his email address?
Yes, I do.
All right, Jerry.
And it's at Gmail. I think that's where I've been screwing up, because I've been trying to get a hold of you, and I've gotten Scott Sherman's all over the country.
Yeah, law office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com, okay?
Yes, very good. Appreciate your time.
Good luck, Jerry. I would squeeze one more in here quickly. Mike, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
Terrific, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Frank, real quick, 100 years ago I met you whenever you was a Grand Marshal at a Halloween parade. I don't know if you remember what town that was in.
While
I get to that, was that?
Illinois somewhere.
Yeah, it was Illinois. Real quick, I purchased a new truck about a year and a half ago. It's a dually pickup truck. And what happened was, is the dealer, they did all the service for the first 2 years for free, which is fine. That was part of the contract with the company, you know, that manufactured the truck. The problem with it is during the first 2 years that they did the work, they always put down on their service tickets that they rotated the tires on my vehicle. Well, whenever it got to 24,000 miles, the front tires are worn so uneven, I took it back to have the tires rotated. And at that time, the technician that took care of it told me that you didn't rotate tires on one-ton trucks. And I have complained to General Motors 3 times. It's done no good. Finally, the owner of the dealership said, well, we'll replace the 2 tires that are worn so uneven since we didn't rotate them, but you've got to pay us an additional $200 for us to replace them. And I can't seem to find any satisfaction anywhere. I'll be honest with you, General Motors, they just don't even act like they care about it.
I have to work it out
with the dealership.
I wouldn't give them 5 cents.
Yeah, and I think you do have to work it out with the dealership. Has this dealership, and we got one minute, have they received anything from you or on your behalf on legal letterhead from an attorney?
They have not. I've just spoken to them. In fact, the owner's son was the mechanic, was the one that was working on my truck every time I went in.
Yeah, they need to see an attorney letterhead.
Illinois has a very strong Merchandise Practices Act. I know a very good, excellent consumer lawyer. Send me an email at lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. Okay. I'll put you in touch. There's legal fees that get attached if you win that.
All right, man. I sure appreciate it.
Thank
you. God bless. Thank you very much for your time.
Good luck, Mike.
You'll be seeing something from me. Bye-bye.
Okay, I hope so. There you go. Music, please. Awesome. Scott Sherman, one more time, that email address.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Frank. Thank you, guys.
Every Thursday for an hour, and it's an hour that goes quickly. And but I every week make it we get the categories that I never the land I never would have. If somebody said, well, what do you think people will call about? And like this one, rotation of tires. did it and shouldn't have done it. And now his tires are worn out.
Or, 3 auto cases. That was really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there were three. You're right, automobile cases. So once again, if you can't remember that email address, go to either facebook.com/AM and the PM. It's there somewhere. or FrancoPinion.com. Go to sponsors right at the top of the page. He's not a sponsor, but that's a good place to put it. And you'll see a law office or Scott Sherman at gmail.com. All right, we're going to do traffic, right? Let's do it. Can I, you know what? I'm going to do something. I'm a rebel, and I'll never be any good. That's a song. Whoa. I'm going to introduce Tim Weiland.
All right.
Breaking all the rules.
Oh, go ahead.
And now with traffic, the one and only Tim Weiland.
Thank you, Frank. Well, we're just trying to see if this accident's been cleared on southbound 55. It looks like it has just before Union. All the through lanes are open, but right now you're jammed back to Arsenal. You had an overturned vehicle now. They're working up in the St. Charles County area at Mexico Road and Youngerman. Expect delays in that area. Eastbound Highway 270 was jamming up at McDonald. You had westbound 364 heavy from the Maryland Heights Expressway out past the Veterans Bridge. Downtown eastbound 40 drivers jamming up now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business this year. Business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Visit staples.com/copy and print for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
The Big 550.
KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here, and I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes?
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were... clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, I'll...